Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, I just got a guy needs some needs to look at some earrings.
All right. Let me bring up.
So I need a, I probably need a 3-carat pair and a 4-carat pair.
Natural?
Or close.
Or lab?
Yeah, natural.
All right, let's take a look here and see. Earrings. 3 to 4. You get my $1 test? Venmo.
No, I hadn't noticed. I didn't look, so I will look.
Yeah, I just want to make sure before I send a big lump sum that I'm sending it to the right Steve Allen.
Okay.
my OCD or whatever you want to call it. I'm like,
That's sure. Smart. That's smart, you know. Actually, I'm trying to pull up your website so I can see what you got, too.
I mean, I got a pretty nice pair of, like, you know, they're graded as HI. They'd probably be in that GHI range, you know, depending on how strictly we grade those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
VS2, SI1, 3-carat total weight. You're looking at 13.9 for the pair.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got a pair of 2-carat total weight right now, and they're probably I-1s. I mean, they sent me a picture of them, and I'm thinking.
That would be a big increase clarity-wise, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's a lot, you know, as far as that goes.
You know,
as far as clarity goes. I mean, if you got something that's like,
I could do SI1, SI2.
I mean, if they're legitimate SI2, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because those ones, now we go higher in color, and they're sparkly. They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
302 total weight. 14-karat white gold. Your cost is $11,050.
Yeah, something like that's more.
Something like that? Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could send, you know, 2 or 3 pair if you want to.
Sure.
That would be kind of in those ranges and just let me show him. They're coming in tomorrow. So if I can get them, in the morning, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll do that. We'll send them out. We'll get those taken care of. The 3s, and I'll find a pair of 4s that are kind of similar quality.
Okay.
And that way we can, you know, get a couple pairs over into your hands for you want me to send them in the morning, the afternoon? I know you said they're coming in tomorrow. Do you want me to just do AM delivery and that way they're there?
Yeah, that way it'll work. I'll get it first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, would you go out on the town with your open collar shirt last night?
with my giant Saturday night fever collar?
Yeah.
I'm we're winding down now here for the season. So September, a lot of businesses, restaurants, and you and I talked about this before because you're the Patronus, I think they do the same thing with their restaurant. They close for at a certain
they
point.
Close. Yeah, they close like the first or second week of December and open up like the week before Valentine's every year.
Yeah, so in Key West, a lot of places will close the whole month of September, or the ones that stay open will do like 50% off for locals. Just bring your ID and, you know, so you can go to like these really nice, fancy restaurants, and instead of, you know, spending, you know, $60 to $100 a person, I mean, you're spending $30 or $40. I mean, it's a great deal for locals. Anyway,
yeah.
One of the big lobster roll shacks down here, they do it on Thursdays only in August. So I'll be going down there today with my coin and checking out the joint because I've never been, and we'll see who notices. I'm not going to be wearing the shirt, but you know.
Not going to wear the shirts, the big bell bottoms.
Well, only because Amazon hasn't delivered it yet. That's all.
Yeah, there was a restaurant. I know we tried to go. You know, we used to take the boys and go down there every year. We would stay in Marathon.
Yep.
We'd rent one of those rent one of those like duplexes in Key Colony Beach.
Okay.
And either take a boat or rent a boat down there, and we'd go out fishing and diving and stuff like that with
sure.
the boys. But every year we would, you know, one night we would, or one day we would drive to Key West, piddle around and eat dinner down there.
Yeah.
And there was a restaurant, I want to say this, some famous bar. What's the street that goes, I guess, north and south?
You got Duval Street?
Yeah, maybe it's Duval Street. So there's a famous bar like right across the street from this restaurant. This restaurant's in like a Victorian house that's sitting there.
Okay.
You know, with the big porches and everything.
Probably Louie's Backyard is the big one.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's been so long since I've actually been there, I couldn't remember. But the food was always really good at that place.
Yeah.
So, you know, we used to look forward to going there every year and eating. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I still want to get down there and go try out this Cuban sandwich at that little grocery store.
Oh,
it's supposed to be the best place.
The Five Brothers place.
Yeah, Five Brothers, yeah.
Yep.
I love a good Cuban sandwich.
Well,
but, you know, I've been places where they say they got the best Cuban sandwich and not liked it at all.
Yeah, I've done the same. I'm not a huge Cuban sandwich guy myself, so I think I'm a little whatever. But if you come down, we'll go. I have not tried the Five Brothers place either, so come on down. We'll go check that place out.
Yeah, I want to do it. I mean, because we got a place in Panama City. It's a gas station. It's a Marathon gas station called the Easy Way, and they have a little counter in there, and they make the best Cubans in Panama City.
I love, just like a hole in the wall. I mean, this isn't even a hole in the wall. It's a gas station. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just unexpected, and then you try it, and you're like, whoa, this is bomb.
Well, I mean, you wonder when you walk in and there's a line waiting at the counter in a gas station to buy
a thing. For sure. For sure. I did that in Boston on a layover one time. I had like a 16-hour layover, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to explore Boston a little bit. And so I was walking around, and I just started following the construction workers to the breakfast joint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, didn't disappoint. Got an amazing breakfast sandwich. I mean, nothing fancy by any means, but I was like, yep, these guys know where to go.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you know, price and food taste, you know.
Sure. Yep.
They know where they need to go.
Yep.
All right, man. Well,
right,
I'm going to get back to it. I just need to take care of that.
Yep, I'll take care of those. And just let me know if you got the Venmo, and I'll send the rest.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks, brother.
All right, bye.
See ya, bye.